Welcome to Journal Club for December 4th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. After decades in this industry, there is still one aspect of software engineering that I find truly magical. As an engineer, you spend the majority of your time putting in massive amounts of effort and labor for reasonable, functional returns. You work all day or all week on a feature or upgrade, and hopefully, that thing that you spent so much time on ends up being marginally better or faster than the thing it's replacing. Once a product is launched and it's being used, it really is a game of inches. You put in tons of work to squeeze out just a little more performance or a little more utility from the product. But sometimes, once in a blue moon, the opposite happens. You make a tiny change, you implement a minuscule throwaway idea, and that little thing that took you 5 minutes has a massive impact on the product, an almost comically outsized return on the time and effort you put in. If you've been lucky enough to experience such a moment, I think you'll agree that it feels, like I said, magical. This paper is the story and description of one of those magical things, a tiny change, a throwaway idea that ended up being huge. The authors of this paper were looking for ways to improve the boot-up or formation speed of a certain type of network between IoT devices. In a power loss scenario, like a blackout, these devices would need to boot back up, and because of the complexity of the network they were establishing, that would take quite a long time. There's just a lot of information and configuration that needs to be sent back and forth between different nodes, and this takes a while. All these authors did, and all this paper is about, is caching a little bit of that data. That's the whole idea. Each node in the system needs a whole bunch of data if it gets rebooted, so cache it while it's running. Then, if it gets rebooted, it will have it already and won't need to ask for it. Simple, right? This tiny change reduced the formation times of the network by 42% or more. In their benchmark, the boot time went from 2 minutes 27 seconds to 1 minute 25 seconds. Huge difference. Outsized impact for a tiny change. And that's really the takeaway here. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do will be very little. If you don't remember anything else about this paper today, remember that. We could actually stop there, but if you're interested to know where exactly this change was implemented and how the overall system works, then let's go deeper. Before you can understand anything about this feature, there are two big concepts you need to wrap your head around. YSUN FAN and RPL. YSUN FAN, the Wireless Smart Ubiquitous Network Field Area Network, is a wireless networking standard built for scenarios demanding both low power consumption and long-range communication. Unlike conventional wireless networks such as Wi-Fi, which are optimized for high-speed data transmission with confined spaces like homes or offices, YSUN FAN is designed to excel in environments with thousands to millions of devices that require infrequent yet reliable communication. Picture a city with smart energy meters on every building, traffic sensors on every intersection, and air quality monitors in every park, all interconnected and sharing data seamlessly. YSUN FAN enables this type of infrastructure with its ability to maintain robust communication over expansive areas while conserving energy. One of the key technical advantages of YSUN FAN is its mesh network topology. In this arrangement, devices, or nodes, communicate indirectly by passing data through neighboring nodes rather than relying on a direct communication to a central access point. For instance, a smart meter deep within a dense urban neighborhood might not have a direct line of sight to a network's gateway. However, it can still transmit data by hopping through nearby meters until the information reaches its destination. This mesh structure not only extends the effective range of the network, but also introduces redundancy. If one node fails or is temporarily unreachable, data can take an alternative path. This property makes YSUN FAN highly resilient to failures and environmental challenges like obstructions or interference. The backbone of YSUN FAN is RPL, the Routing Protocol for Low Power and Lossy Networks. This protocol structures the network as a destination-oriented, directed, acyclic graph, DODAG, a hierarchical graph where every node or device has unique rank based on its proximity to the root node, typically a border router. The term directed acyclic means data flows in one direction towards the destination without loops, ensuring efficient routing without redundant paths. This structure forms the backbone for both upward communication, that's sensor data sent to a central controller, and downward communication, that's commands or updates sent to individual devices. RPO's primary strength lies in its adaptability. It dynamically adjusts to changing conditions by continuously evaluating paths using metrics like ETX, which is expected transmission count. And that's a measure of link quality that estimates the number of retransmissions needed for successful packet delivery. For example, in a smart grid network, if interference degrades the link between a smart meter and its current parent node, RPO recalculates and switches to an alternative parent with a better ETX score. This ensures data reliability even in noisy or low-power environments, which are pretty typical in IoT deployments. Despite the advantages of RPO, Wi-SUN fan networks suffer from long formation times, particularly after a reset. Resets can be caused by power outages, firmware updates, or large-scale topology changes due to device additions or failures. They happen relatively frequently in dynamic or high-demand environments, and when they do, it often causes significant downtime and delays in re-establishing communication. This is primarily due to the intricacies of their hierarchical multi-hop topology and the reliance on the RPL protocol. Network formation begins with nodes entering a discovery phase, where each device listens for advertisements from potential neighbors or sends out solicitation messages to detect nearby nodes. This process is inherently asynchronous to avoid overwhelming the shared communication medium, which leads to significant delays. Once neighboring nodes are identified, devices must exchange configuration information, including security credentials and network parameters. This exchange is often controlled by timers like the trickle algorithm, which exponentially increases the interval between transmissions in stable network conditions. While this approach prevents unnecessary traffic during steady-state operations, it significantly prolongs the initial network formation. The most time-consuming step involves routing table construction. Each node evaluates potential parent nodes using the ETX metric, which requires several probes to assess link quality accurately. This probing must gather enough data to ensure a reliable connection, often taking multiple minutes per node. In dense networks where many nodes compete for communication slots, this process is exacerbated by congestion and collisions, further delaying formation. Additionally, global repairs after topology changes or resets like power outages force all nodes to repeat these steps. This can cause substantial downtime in what can be critical applications like smart grids. The authors propose the fast routing recovery mechanism to address this exact issue. FRR leverages a simple idea: store information about previously known neighbors in a non-volatile cache. Each node maintains a small, non-volatile cache storing information about previously identified parent nodes and their link qualities. During normal operation, whenever a node selects a preferred parent, it updates the cache with details about the parent's address and the evaluated ETX metric. This data is saved to non-volatile memory, which ensures that it persists across resets. When a network reset occurs, rather than initiating a full discovery and evaluation cycle from scratch, the node first consults its cache. If the cache information is still relevant, determined by the presence of a cached parent in the neighbor list and a single successful link probe, the node immediately establishes this parent as the preferred route. This drastically reduces the need for repeated link probes, especially in networks where topology remains relatively stable. FRR modifies the standard RPL parent selection process to include a prioritized cache lookup before initiating fresh link evaluations. So if the cache fails to yield a viable parent, the node reverts to the traditional discovery and probing procedure like it would have anyway. This hybrid approach ensures resilience while achieving significant speed improvements. By leveraging persistent memory and limiting the need for extensive probing, FRR minimizes the trickle algorithm's delays, reducing formation time from 40 to 50%. They got those numbers from a combination of simulated scenarios and physical experiments. This optimization was particularly impactful in dense or large-scale networks, where reducing the communication overhead directly correlates with faster and more reliable network recovery. as I said at the top, small change, huge impact. But let me temper expectations just a little bit. While FRR demonstrates clear advantages, it's not without potential drawbacks. Caching introduces risks if the stored data becomes stale or inaccurate due to significant changes in the network topology. For instance, a cached parent node might no longer be reachable, forcing devices to fall back on the slower default RPL process. Furthermore, the paper does not explore scenarios with extreme network churn, where frequent topology changes could really undermine the effectiveness of caching at all. These limitations suggest that FRR, while impactful, might not be a universal solution. Still, for the minimal amount of effort it would take for a knowledgeable engineer to implement this kind of thing, the fact that it could save 40 to 50% on load times is, to me, incredible. If you want to read more details about how they did it, I'd encourage you to download this paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.